This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ty Bollinger is getting picked on every week. Every week we go outside the box, and for some reason, his audio is outside the stratosphere, and I can hear him, and he can't hear us. And he's asking if they're smoking something that's not right on the board there. We don't know. Ben's going to get back to us on that. But from what I understand, he's working diligently behind the scenes to try and figure out what Patch Bay from the Starship Enterprise will connect us to TMB. And I'm looking forward to that because we got to go outside the box with him. And he's getting ready to host us. TMB is supposedly on. Ben, will you let me know when we can hear him because I can't hear Ty. He's working on it. Still working on it. Okay. Stand by, Ty Bollinger. Ben is working on it. However, engineer, you know, we need Super Don there to MacGyver this thing.
I remember those days, yes.
A home studio MacGyvering. So we got the big truth, the truth about cancer, the TTAC annual gala that's supportive of the charities that are being supported, and we're going to hear a little bit about that because that's coming up, and we're going to see TMB and family and other friends up there, and it might even snow, so I'm getting ready to break out the big ski parka so I can survive a couple of days in Arctic-type weather in Tennessee. So that's coming up shortly. But in the meantime, we got the Time Magazine Person of the Year. Time Magazine Person of the Year. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to argue that Donald Trump shouldn't be Person of the Year, Man of the Year, whatever. Now, of course, this isn't about gratifying his ego or anybody's ego, but in terms of changing the landscape politically, if you could point to one guy who's really done it, you know, Julian Assange in previous years, of course, but Time Magazine probably didn't want to put Donald Trump on the cover in a way that might be perceived as positive in any way.
All right.
So what they went for was something that I could argue, you could argue, is also an equivalent, pretty significant event within the recent year, the hashtag MeToo campaign. They said the silence breakers are the persons of the year. And, of course, to shine the light, the spotlight on sexual abuse, any kind of abuse, is a good thing. And we've talked about consciousness shifts. We've talked about the light. If you want to say it's the light of God, however you want to perceive it, I don't have a problem with that. But no doubt, the evildoers are being exposed in politics, in Hollywood, in media, and that's a good thing. But I would expand that to something we covered here last week on the air. And Kent Heckenlively, I believe, came up with this idea. Take the hashtag MeToo campaign where they're saying, you know what? We've got to stand up for these people who have been abused. And let's go hashtag Vax Injury MeToo. Hashtag Vax Injury MeToo. And let's see if one day Time Magazine would pay attention to that as even a bigger issue. Because as bad as I've said it is and acknowledge, when an adult abuses another adult, one in power, one not in power, I think we can double or triple or quadruple it. And again, it's hard because I don't really mean to quantify worse and worser. But it's hard, you'd be hard-pressed to argue that it is better or equivalent when you're abusing a defenseless child. You follow me? This is something I brought up. And the hashtag Vax Injury Me Too, which I'd like you to use, whether you're tweeting it out or however, could be that expansion that you could build on this hashtag MeToo campaign to point out that, you know what, The real abuse that's happening is medical, governmental, etc. abuse, and including Hollywood. Hollywood celebrities like those talk show hosts that abuse families, moms and dads who have seen their children taken from them medically because of vaccination and what it did to these children. Hashtag vax injury. Me too. Hey, Ben, can we get him on the telephone or something? This is getting ridiculous. I miss my Ty Bollinger. All right. TMB Super D, do you have his number? Or do I need to get his number to him?
Drop it in Skype for me.
Well, you need to talk because I can't multitask that well.
Oh, okay.
That's your cue. Yeah, if you're asking me to do it.
That's stage fright, deer in the headlights. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, let's see. What do we got going? You know what? While we're waiting to get Ty on, I think I'm going to give people a little sneak preview of what we got going on Friday.
Yeah.
Because if you've been following the news, actually, it's not in the news, and that's kind of the news. Over at healthimpactnews.com, I caught wind of new statistics that have come out of the CDC on autism rates. Mm-hmm. And so I reached out to Brian Hooker, PhD, and we will have him on the Friday show to talk about this because the numbers have gone up. Last time, I think it what was the last statistic? It was like 1 in 48, I think it was.
Yeah, it's way up higher, right?
It's, yeah, now we're looking at 1 in 36. And so mm-hmm. we've got Brian Hooker coming up on Friday to kind of dissect the study and the results and tell us what's really going on.
All right. All right, Ben, you got the number. I just dropped it into the stack for you. Tell me you can see me, or George is going to work on it. Okay, George, thank you. So, yeah, I don't know why TMB gets picked on. He is so deserving of only praise and embracing hugs and appreciation.
You know what? A big guy like Ty can handle it.
No, I mean, like, I get it. I was like, come on, it's Ty Bollinger, man. It's TMB, my buddy. And it's like, come on, it's outside the box. We're, you know, dedicated. It's just... I don't know what's going on there, but regardless, we're going to go into it. So we've got Brian Hooker coming up, and that's big news. I think we got Roseanne Lindsay scheduled as well, naturopath. We've got a lot of great stuff. The Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord, if he's not on daddy duty tomorrow, and Cheryl Chumley, who's amazing. And we've got a lot to discuss in terms of the bureaucratic oligarchy continuing to attempt to take away our freedoms, our liberties to heal. DMB, my buddy! I don't know why you're being picked on every week at this time. I'm telling you, it's like they look at him and they say, he's big enough, he can take it.
What's happening, fellas?
Oh, man, we're just having a good time discussing stuff the best we can do without you. And I was bringing up the issue of the hashtag Me Too. That got the person of the year. You know, it's hard to argue against it as a decent choice because it is a big and a significant issue. And we talked about it, I think, last week, you and I, because we both have daughters, and thinking about, you know, do we want our daughters to ever, when they grow up, to be abused because they're not in positions of power? No, of course not. But what about the abuse foisted on all children, boys and girls? The hashtag vax injury me too. That's not something that Time magazine is likely to put out.
No, it's not. And, you know, I'm with you. I think it should have been Trump as man of the year. Whether you like him or you hate him, then it doesn't really matter. The impact is not really arguable. But that's okay. This is a decent choice as well. I'm just glad it wasn't Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, man,
That would have really chapped me.
Oh, that would have. But I agree with you on Trump. It's hard to argue that one man has done more to change the course of politics and things. And I think even the things like going after pedophilia networks and things like that, there's stuff going on behind the scenes that folks don't know, and that are very good. The change that needed to happen.
Yep.
And, you know, doing the same thing every time, no matter you put a Democrat in, a Republican in, a globalist status, and expecting a different result is insanity. The American people who you know, helped him win through the Electoral College said enough is enough. We can't do the same thing. Quit your crying about Trump and figure out that change is afoot. It's happening, and figure out how you can help each other to survive and be better rather than to snowflake and melt away because you're deranged by a non-politician, non-status, non-globalist in the presidency.
Snowflake away, that's funny. You could be damaging people's mental health if you call them a snowflake, you know?
You're right, we're going to get to that too, that's right. So anyway, you know, putting that aside and saying, you know, the vax injury, me too, I think that would be an interesting campaign. We talked about it last week, and we mentioned it with you. Kent Heck and Lively brought that up. And how significant would it be if the media really recognized the true abuse occurring to all children, not just pedophilia, which is revolting and sickening, but I would say equally that you're willing to inject toxic poisons, which, by the way, last hour, the UNICEF acknowledged that children, 17 million children around planet Earth, are breathing in toxins through their lungs, getting into their blood, harming their vascular system, harming their brain, but somehow having enough cognitive dissonance that they can't see the problem with promoting, as UNICEF does, injecting those toxic pollutants in the guise of a vaccine.
Yeah, you know, Robert, it's funny. I was just talking to our banker today. I went into the bank. It was just kind of catching up, seeing what's been happening over the last few months because we've been so busy. And he told me two separate stories of people that he has encountered recently within the last couple of weeks that are just sick as a dog on death's door with the flu, and both of them got the flu shot. And he said, you know, I gave him a copy of The Truth About Vaccines, and he started watching, and he said it always seemed to him that there was something that was wrong with this whole scenario, and now he understands that we're actually giving people sicknesses with these vaccines, and, you know, that he understands the heavy metal effect and the mm-hmm. aluminum and the mercury and the polysorbate 80 and all that stuff. So it's gratifying to be able to share this with people and see the light turn on.
The truth about vaccines, is that even available for people to watch? Are there snippets on YouTube now? Because there's a lot of people.
The first couple of episodes are going to be up on YouTube forever. And there may be other snippets, but as far as being able to purchase it, I think it's still for sale, but I'm not real sure if it is or not. And I don't know if we have any copies left.
Okay. Well, I put that out there because I realized that just like we have new listeners every day, every week, how many people are just now coming to it and going, you know, I missed that whole thing. I didn't even know it existed. Now they know. And like,
well,
trying to,
you know,
continue.
All people have to do is if you go to YouTube, you can just type in The Truth About Vaccines, and there's a couple episodes that are up there that you can watch, and you can kind of get a feel of it. And the first episode is up, and it's probably the most powerful episode. That's why I put it first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very enlightening, and it's just like I said, it's gratifying to be able to see the light turn on in people that, you know, they're like, hey, I always suspected, but now I understand why.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, folks, the flu shot, rush out and get it now because it's 10% effective.
Yeah. You know what I did? I was in a pharmacy a drugstore a couple of days ago, and mm-hmm. they said, would you like your flu shot? Literally, they were like, come up. They came up and said, would you like your flu shot? I said,
would they ask you that?
I said, that'd be great if you could tell me all the ingredients in it.
Right.
He goes, I don't know. I said, well, then I'm not going to have it.
Hey, I got a vial of mercury. You want some? Here, take it. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. It's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSV, Super D. We got breast cancer screening. How has it been for protecting the lives of the women that they are targeting? We'll find out.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Scott Bell Show.
Doing some outside the box with my buddy Ty Bollinger here. Truth About Cancer, TTAC, many books that he's written. Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Of course, the book we've written together, and that's called Unlock the Power to Heal. And I met a doctor at the conference of the Doctors Who Rock, Ty. I gave him a copy of our book, and he called me, says, he's loving it, and he gave it to, like, his wife to read it, and she's loving it. I was like, it's funny because these doctors, these MDs and DOs are going, dude, this book's awesome. You know, it's not just, I didn't write it for the doctors. We wrote it for the people, you know, and the docs are digging it because the information is good for them, too.
That's cool. Yeah, well, you know, as smart as docs are, no matter how smart you are, it's nice to read a book that's understandable.
Yeah, no,
you know, we kicked it down a notch and made things really understandable for people, and covered a really wide range of topics too, and such a, you know, relatively small number of pages. We hit a lot of different topics.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know what kind of time warp or gravity well we went through to do that ultimately, but I remember the putting it together, and then as it came in, it's like, whoa, there's a lot in there. So folks, it's still out there. People are getting it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble online, or direct. You can get the ebook version by going to unlockthepowertoheal.com and have it instantly in full color, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, all right, so on to a cancer topic. Here's a headline from the Los Angeles Times. Of course, they're focusing a lot on forest fires or whatever they got going on. You know, with all of that wonderful rain they had last year to fill up their aquifers, it also caused their foliage to grow and then immediately dry out and become fire tinder, right? And so that's what they're dealing with. But here's you want to talk about a widespread fire? How about breast cancer screening? What have I said about really good medical insurance? It's very dangerous. It'll encourage you to get any and all screening procedures that will rope you into treatments that are just as likely to kill you rather than help you. And now they admit it here in this article. Widespread screening for breast cancer didn't do much to save women's lives.
Yeah, you know, isn't that ironic, Robert? They admit this. This is a mainstream news article, too. It's L.A. Times. So they admit that the mammograms aren't really saving lives, but we're still suggested to go get these. As a matter of fact, women are coerced into getting mammograms, right? You're not doing yourself a favor. You're not doing your family a favor if you don't get regular screening. But the reality is, I think it was Dr. Russell Blaylock looked at the incidence of breast cancer and determined that each mammogram increases your risk by about 2%, right? Yeah. So here's what's interesting. Now, the American Cancer Society, until last year, or 2 years ago, I think it was recommending breast cancer screening for mammograms for every woman over age 40. And then there was a 2009 study that was done that showed that basically wasn't saving any lives. As a matter of fact, it was more detrimental than it was helping. So this 2009 cohort study said, let's shift the recommendation to 50 from 40, because between 40 and 50 doesn't really do any good, and it actually increases your risk of cancer because of the radiation.
Right.
The American Cancer Society took 6 years to implement that, and they didn't implement 50. I think now the recommended age is 45. But just think of all the women that are out there that are getting regular mammograms, which now we're seeing, or the mainstream is admitting, they don't really help save any lives from breast cancer, but they're still getting them, and they're increasing their risk of cancer with each and every one. It just seems like this whole thing is kind of focused around money and not saving lives, doesn't it, Robert?
Well, if this is anything like the flu shot scam, they say it's 10% effective, but that's still better than zero. So they're going to say, well, it's true we didn't save any lives or many lives at all, and it's true that maybe 2% increase in risk with every mammogram, but it's still the best thing we got, ladies. Keep getting your mammary squozen and radiated. And so this is the logic that is so lacking, the cognitive dissonance that is so prevalent in allopathic pharmaceutical intervention medicine.
It is, and if you do happen to get a positive, which we, you know, one of the things that Sayer G mentioned in the Global Quest was all of the different, the multitudes of false positives every year. You were talking about tens of thousands of false positives that are then what's going to happen. If you get a false positive, you really don't have breast cancer, but the test says you do. And then they're going to take you and they're going to start you on what? Drug. Tamoxifen, right, Robert? Most frequently prescribed drug for breast cancer. And, oh, by the way, guess what? 1996, World Health Organization declares tamoxifen to be a known carcinogen. So if you didn't have it to start with, you're going to have it soon from a drug to treat it. And you may not have ever even had it if it's a false positive. It's just a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm. So the researchers in this case said estimated that 33% of the stage zero cancers found on digital mammograms were cases of overdiagnosis, and so were 59% of the stage one cancers. So to your point, TMB, they are seeing things that aren't there, causing you to do things that make things worse that weren't even there before. So they're more likely to cause cancer than detect it, and even if they detect it, their treatments are more likely to worsen your situation. And yet we still argue for the freedom to make your own choice. But the monopoly on mammograms or breast cancer screening has got to end, TMB. It's got to end.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
This is a place where we dissolve, crumble, tear down the medical propaganda, get you beyond it so you can see clearly what should be obvious, but until you see that the medical emperor wears no clothes, butt naked and ugly, you might fall prey to, you know, the mainstream media pronouncements about how wonderful vaccines are. They're sacrament, they're manna from heaven, when quite the opposite is the truth. And TMB helps us do that each and every week, and each and every day. In fact, through all the the documentary docuseries that he's done through The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines, The Truth About Pet Cancer, and beyond. TMB, appreciate all that you're doing to help us get that message out.
Oh, yeah, man. It's our pleasure. We love to share the truth with people just like you're doing. And so we share that common goal and that common desire to wake people up. And it's gratifying when you see the light go off, like I said earlier.
Part of the challenge is dealing with people who are still, subjected to an authoritarian power structure and are intimidated by those in authority. Now, for whatever reason, when I was born into this world, and I credit Mama Mickey, she's here on the YouTube, she's watching us, Ty. I credit her because she was always, non-authoritarian in the sense she would always question authority. I give her all the props in the world for that. And so somewhere that really embedded into my DNA. Although I was a medical family, I didn't know better. They were still the authority. But when I figured it out, when I was introduced to new concepts, when I prayed on it and the answers to the prayers came to me, I was like, oh, okay, I'll let go of that. It was a little bit of a disillusionment to kind of look at the doctors who I thought were, very much godlike because we kind of give them that exalted status. And it's hard at a certain point to go, my gosh, they're frail human beings just like all of us. And then now what do you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, doctors, we spoke, up in Canada in April with Dr. Joel Wallet. Remember the round table we were on with Joel?
Yes.
And so one of his favorite things to talk about is how doctors are really the unhealthiest, some of the unhealthiest people around, and they die, their average death of a doctor is well before the average death for a person that's a non-doctor. So they're typically not very healthy people, and so why would you go to a person who's not healthy to advise you on how to get healthy? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, one of the stories we're covering right now with Ty Bollinger here is from Health Impact News. It's called authoritative, in quotes, vaccine medical information sources are corrupted. And we'd go, well, that's your moment of doubt. But for not everybody's there yet, Ty. This was written by Vera Shirov, Alliance for Human Research Protection. And it starts with a quote, a foolish faith in authority is the worst enemy of the truth. And that was accredited to Albert Einstein. Nice way to start.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's true. Faith and authority, and that's what we've done. We've placed a blind faith in the medical authorities, the quote medical authorities, and we've really stopped thinking for ourselves. And I think that's probably our biggest sin is that we have stopped thinking. And so, because when you begin to think about vaccines, when you begin to think about all the injuries that are caused by vaccines, why would anybody actually be in favor of injecting materials that are known to be carcinogenic and toxic and cause brain damage and cause neurological damage? Why would you ever inject something like that into someone, especially when the actual insert on many of these vaccines says it hadn't been tested to see if it works and hadn't been tested to see if it causes cancer? But we're told that they're effective, but the tests don't show they're effective, but we're just told to blindly believe it. So we really have placed blind faith in this medical voodoo that tells us to get vaccinated, because there is no science to support it. There really isn't. It's not a matter of there's conflicting science. Mm-hmm. There's no science to support vaccines.
Well, and I get the concept of faith. We got to have faith, right, in things, and even belief, which, we've talked about and Dr. Batar talked about, is the vitally important starting point for healing. You've got to believe that it's possible. But when you place blind faith in these institutions like what are called scientific institutions, again, they're subject to the fallacy and the conflicts of interest through those that want to sell you stuff and medicine, vaccines, etc. And in the authoritative literature on vaccines, what we find, the corruption within the CDC, Paul Thorsen, who's on the Interpol's most wanted list for absconding with U.S. taxpayer money to conduct these trials that supposedly said vaccines don't cause autism. Now, if we were to conduct a study with taxpayer funds to show that vaccines do not cause autism, and there was any hint of, how would you say, a scandal, like, oh, they absconded with $1 out of the total, I mean, they discredit the whole study immediately. The fact that this guy ran off with maybe a million or millions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers doesn't seem to faze them. They're still quoting this science like it's gospel.
Yeah, and you're right, Robert. I think you hit the nail on the head. There's such a double standard. Because here's a guy absconded with over $1 million, right? Doesn't really even, you've never heard about it on the mainstream news. You've got CDC whistleblower William Thompson. We've got the documents to prove that they knew that it was MMR causing autism. Black baby boys didn't not do any. It wasn't that they just didn't do anything. They burned the documents. They threw them away, and they didn't share the truth with the people. We didn't. That barely made the news. I mean, the only place that made mainstream news, I would call it mainstream, was Ben Swan covered it on a local Fox station, but nobody else covered it. But on the flip side of the coin, if we were doing vaccine research, Robert Scott Bell and Ty Bollinger are doing research on vaccines, and they have proved that vaccines cause autism. And then they later found out in those studies we had absconded with $10,000, not a million, $10,000, and we falsified one document. It would be all over mainstream news. You know, alternative health quacks caught red-handed. It'd be everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So there is
front page.
Standard.
They discredit it. Oh, by the way, did you hear that according to the United Kingdom press, you know, we are agents of Russia and Putin because we are somehow tackling the faith in vaccines that's upsetting the Western, you know, platform for reality, right? It's Putin all these years. And I'm thinking, where are all my rubles? Ty Bola, where are all of our rubles?
No kidding. I didn't hear about that. So we're pushing this blind faith, or this faith that you should be questioning your doctor. We're part of the problem. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, but they're pointing it as like a Russian subterfuge, a concerted effort, just like the Democrats are saying they colluded with Trump. Now anybody in Britain that's questioning vaccines, it's due to Putin's subterfuge. They've got their agents running around. I'm thinking, wow, John Rappaport must have been paid well, but I checked with him. He says he hasn't gotten his check from Putin yet, and he's been at it for 20-plus years.
Yeah, okay, got it. Okay, yeah, that's where the rubles comment came in. Sorry, a little bit slow here tonight.
That's right. I figured, you know, the accountant side would pick up on that. But, yeah, dollars to rubles. I don't know what the exchange rate is. Now, speaking of Rappaport, big-time article today. We published it up at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. Global vaccine cartel wreaks destruction. The evidence. And he throws down the gauntlet. I love the way that John does his thing. You know, two public health agency statements, you put them up against one another. One public agency statement says, don't give this vaccine to people whose immune systems are weak because dire consequences would follow. And then the second one was, well, we gave this vaccine to 100 million people in Africa primarily, millions of whom had weak immune systems, and it was a glorious success, one of the greatest achievements in the history of modern medicine. How do they have it both ways?
Cognitive dissonance. One, they can't both be true. Pick one, but they can't both be true.
It's exactly right. And the fact of the matter is we've talked about the ill, untoward effects of vaccines. Now, this is not me and Ty Bollinger indicting everybody who's ever given a vaccine. Many of these doctors are in that blind allegiance standpoint, not just the people that blindly have faith in doctors, but the doctors themselves have blind faith in those who have taught them and in the drug companies and the vaccine manufacturers. So, again, this is the human frailty, as we said, on every level, of all the way up to the highest level doctorate. But we've got to recognize that because of that frailty, they are vulnerable to be deceived just as any of us are. And the question is, are we willing to stand up for ourselves, defend ourselves, even in light of what's called consensus science, which isn't science. Science is not done by a democratic vote, but because the X number of people believe that global warming is real, it has to be real. Anybody who doesn't believe it is now a climate change denialist, for instance.
Yeah. Robert, I think one of the best examples of this just quack science, voodoo science, whatever you want to call it with vaccines, is the flu vaccine. So you have the Flulaval, you know, multi-dose flu vaccine. Contains 600 times the amount of tamoxifen mercury that would be allowed in the EPA's toxic waste. 600 times.
Mm-hmm.
On the package insert, it says it has not been proven to be effective against the flu. Yet, we're told, go get the flu vaccine. It'll protect you from the flu. But the studies don't show that. But now we have teeny bopper pharmacists coming out. I was telling you over one of the breaks, I went into a local pharmacy or drugstore, and she could have been 30. Would you like a flu vaccine, sir? I mean, they're actually out there marketing. They're talking to the customers. Would you like to get your flu vaccine? I said, I bounced back at her. I was just kind of in a really sarcastic mood. And I said, that'd be great if you can tell me everything that's in it.
Oh, my gosh, you didn't.
And she said, I don't know all the ingredients. I said, well, then I won't be taking it. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that was to the point. I was almost going to say, maybe you can come and say, hey, which one are you going to give me, the 10% of them that supposedly work or the 90% part of it that doesn't? Which one? You know, have them try to think about this. I mean, it's like, obviously, they're just worker bees. They don't know any better. But at the same time, I think it's important to educate folks about these things. And you know, the thing is, you can't judge a book by its cover. You never know who that one is that goes, oh, dude, I didn't know that, and immediately starts doing the research. So, you know, you've got to listen to your instincts, your gut, the voice of spirit to tell you when it's right to speak up. Because sometimes you can speak up and get in trouble. I realize that. But I think now is the time where we are encouraged to speak our truth and speak up. Not to denigrate others necessarily, but to really say, you know what, I'm in this to try and help people. And if they don't accept it, fine, I'm not going to be attached to the outcome. But I'll at least say, you know, I put it out there for them to have the opportunity to go deeper.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what denigrate means, Robert, but I may have done some denigration when I was sarcastic.
Denigration. I don't know. Super Don, will you look up the word denigrate? Get back to us so we know what we're saying here on the show tonight. You never know where we're going.
I mean, we do need to use every opportunity. I was just kind of in a feisty mood, and I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. All right, somebody had a suggestion for me. Well, actually, they said all work and no play. I'll get to that. Somebody's encouraging me not to work when I come up to see you and we have the party, end of year, to party together. So I like that. Thanks for voting for me to just take a day off. It happens very rarely, occasionally. All right, Super D, we got one more segment. Feed us. We'll figure it out. TMB and RSB coming back, going OTB after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB, I'm kind of bummed that you tell me I'm not going to see any snowflakes when I come up to visit. I was kind of hoping to see some.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any snowflakes, which would be the precipitation type of snowflake in Nashville while you're up here this weekend. And I doubt we'll have any other of the snowflakes at our event either. We don't really typically hang out with snowflakes.
They typically melt very quickly when they're around us. And it isn't that we're malicious about it, but we acknowledge that, you know, the I don't even sensitivity is the right word, but the fragility could be the right word. In dealing with information or opinions or political perspectives that differ from certain people can't handle discourse anymore. There's no ground-based principles to discuss. And so if they hear an opposing view, they scream and yell at you, or they melt and they shy and they start crying and screaming. And unfortunately, we can't call them snowflakes anymore because a new study says we could be damaging their mental health.
Damaging their mental health. We call them a snowflake. Call a spade a spade. It damages their mental health. You know, the reality is, Rob, people have become so sensitive about everything today. It's really mind-boggling. I mean, I just think back to in our days, like in high school. We're about the same age. So we're in high school in the early 80s. And I remember my coaches in high school for my baseball team. They literally threw baseball helmets at us if they were mad at us. They would cuss us up one side and down the other, talk about our parents. I mean, you name it. Nothing was sacred.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they would literally just lambast players. That's just the way it, and nobody went home and cried to mommy. Nobody needed a safe space. Nobody sucked their thumb. You just had to man up and take it because that's the way the coaches acted. And nowadays, if one hurtful word is said, somebody goes over in a corner, starts sucking their thumb. It's insane how sensitive people have become today.
Yeah. Now, it's a tough and a serious discussion, too. I mean, we can make light of it, and it can be a little bit jokey, too. I understand. But we see generational declines in resiliency, in vitality, that were, you know, we could say orchestrated with intention by those globalists who want to see a reduction in population, the kind of slow kill scenario. we pollute their bodies enough, we vaccinate them enough, we give them enough antibiotics, and eventually they'll just crumble, right? And so there is some level of sensitivity in terms of injecting heavy metals into these children that makes them fragile, in a sense. And the school system only reinforces that because they don't teach Socratic methods of discussion and debate and engagement to understand why you would believe the way you believe instead of being spoon-fed beliefs and then told, like, Trump is dangerous. Like, that's, you know, that's it. Just believe it because we said so. And so we have millennials that are claiming the label of socialist. Yet if you sent them into Venezuela, I don't think they'd survive a day in that socialism. So, again, there are a lot of there's I acknowledge there's nuance here, in fact. But, you know, I'm trying to raise my kids differently so that they're not so sensitive that they are crumbling if somebody has a different opinion from them.
Well, yeah, true. And the problem is, Robert, or the reality is, everybody's going to have different opinions about something. No two people agree about everything. And so you're always going to handle disagreements and conflict and just, you know, I wish they'd use the Socratic method on vaccines because they'd find out they shouldn't be vaccinating. Because why do you believe what you believe about vaccines? Well, let's look at the studies. But hey, wait, the studies don't say what they say. And if we use that type of a method on vaccination, you know, maybe we'd get to the truth about them.
Right.
But like I said, the reality is, Robert, there's always going to be differing opinions on, you know, between two people because they're different people. And they're going to have their own position. They're going to have their own perspective on things. So we have to learn to get along. But that doesn't mean that we have to never voice a disagreement. Otherwise, nothing is ever resolved. People are just kind of living in their own sheltered world, mm-hmm. but nothing gets resolved. It's just that people don't interact anymore because they're afraid they're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, and we're in talk radio, so we don't play that game. I'm just saying it right here.
That.
Yeah, if you haven't figured that out already, but you probably have. You've melted and gone away. So we've got the tough guys and gals still with us, and you know we're trying to prop up the millennials and the post millennials to help resolve the health issues that have made them weak of body, mind, and perhaps spirit, and you know to kind of let that thing happen again, so that health and vitality comes back in. Then you can handle the tough stuff. And you're going to have to strengthen yourself because there's stuff that's going to happen in life that if you are a weak snowflake, you'll melt. And that's not good for you or for the people who love you. So keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep tuning in to Outside the Box with TMB. And you'll be flexing some muscles and you'll be getting big and strong like Ty Bollinger. How's that?
I always like listening to the show, Robert. You always make me feel good.
Oh, man, you make me feel good, too. And we're going to get together and have a good party. In the meantime, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Gotta go. So remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.